Shalom Boker Tov. We are really page Ein Aleph and section Ein Vav. But prior going to these studies, we learned and studied a concept called Aviut. Aviut, which has Bichnat Shoresh, that's when there is Aviut of zero, and Bichnat Dalet, which is the Aviut of the fifth one, is the Bichna Dalet, which is the highest level of Aviut, and that's Aviut of Malchut, that's Aviut Shel Kli. That it's only the Kli that has such an Aviut. However, the Kli that is the Bichna Dalet has its own Bichnat Gimel, its own Bichnat Bet and Aleph Veshoresh. That means when I say Bichna Dalet, but there is Bichnat Gimel Shel Dalet, Bet shel Dalet, Aleph shel Dalet. They are all Dalet, but on a different level. It has to go through four phases prior it becomes really complete. That's the Or Yashar. Then there is the Or Chozer. That the Bechina Dalet, Or Chozer, reaches how far? Keter. And then on Tuesday we learned that everybody has the Or Chozer, because Or Chozer is the vessel of Kabbalah. That means if you don't have an Or Chozer, you do not reach to receive anything because you don't have a vessel. Now, we came and we understood a concept called Loz and Yaakov and Yosef. Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. I don't want to repeat the whole thing, but and then in this we said that God gave us five senses. Five senses, and we're going to study this. Five masachim, five level to a masach. And so there is five senses. There is re'ya, to see. Shmiya is to hear. Re'ach is to smell, v'neshama, breathing, right? Then, ta'am, but ta'am is touching too. It's when there is a ta'am, it's part of touching as well. And then sex. Those are five level of masach. Sex, which is yesod, includes the shemia, re'ya, taste, veshimush, which is sex, five. It includes all the above. So the highest level, who is sex, yesod. So yesod, the or from the yesod reaches all the way, we say, till matzach, which is the da'at. That's where you put the tefillin. That's why there is a Brit Yesod. That's why to start with is from the Yesod. Because it is the highest level of Aviut. Now, what is Or Chozer of a Tzaddik, which is the Yesod, therefore, all the way till Matzach?
Metzach.
Masach. Metzach. All the way till Metzach. We're going to learn this. Why? Because it has a level of Aviut. Out of these five senses we discussed, three of them are Rohani, two of them are Gashmi, material. Taste, you need food. Touch, you need something to touch with. As soon as you touch it, you feel it. As soon as you eat it, you taste it. Sex, you need something to have sex with. So therefore, there is a vessel for sex, there is a vessel for taste. But we see that for Shmia, Re'ya, V'Re'ach, and vessel, the vessel is not that strong. Re'ach, you can remember for a while. Shmia, you learn. If you learn, you listen, you can keep. Your eyes practically doesn't have no avyut. Practically none. The highest avyut then in a Rosh we will learn that is Dibur. Later on, that's the Malchut of Rosh. That's why there is a Tzimtzum on the Bichna Dalet. That means you don't say anything unless it is for purpose of Kedusha. That's why it's a Malchut. Now we see this level of changes as depending to the amount of Avyut that it has. Now, I have the Keilim for a sex. That's how I can produce. I have Keilim to eat because I have to survive. But the Keilim, Shaloshet Keilim Rochaniim, that is Shmia, Re'ya, Vereach, I haven't built completely. That's why I cannot use it 100%. I cannot see as good as a dog or smell as good as a dog. The vessel of a dog is more complete than the vessel of my smelling sense, because I don't have that avyut. Are we following this? Yeah. Yes? Now, understanding
in that specific, that particular chush.
That's right. That's right. That means it doesn't have a kli. Why doesn't have a kli? The or chozer afid is not long enough, capable enough.
He doesn't have a big kli, like he has chush mishush.
Yes.
He doesn't have it like
complete. So that means the vessel is not complete, is the minimum. That means the avyut is more little. It's less. It's less. That's why I cannot utilize it 100%. I cannot listen right now if somebody is talking upstairs. I should be able to. But I can't. Why? What is the avyut? Now let's go on real. What is, if mouth is the malchut, what's the avyut of us?
Gimel.
What is avyut shel?
Bet.
Shmiah. Bet.
I don't understand the question.
Here we go now. Malchut of Rosh is Peh. So what is the avyut of Peh? If it is Malchut, if it's the Kli, it should be Dalet.
Yeah.
So that's why it's there is a Brit on it, because there is a Dalet on it. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's a Malchut. Mm-hmm. Now, if the Pe is Malchut, what is one level higher than the Pe? Is the your Af. So this becomes Bichinat Gimel. What it means Bichinat Gimel? The whole thing is Rosh. But this is Dalet after Rosh. Af is Gimel of the Rosh, Ozen is Bet of the Rosh, Enaim is Aleph of the Rosh, and the Matzach, the where you put the Tefillin, is the Shoresh. It's no Avyut. Okay? Now, when I say Af is Bichinat Gimel, what it means as far as the Or Chozer is concerned? What it means, that means when it reflects back Achora, the Or Yashar, it sends it up to how far? Till Chokhmah only. Now, let's go back
one
again.
One level less.
One level less. Now I'm taking you back, start from the beginning. If I start Or Chozer of Peh, which is Bichinat Dalet, how far the Or Chozer goes back? First of all, tell me before the Or Chozer go back, where the Or Chozer of Bichinat Dalet comes from. Bravo. So there is the Or of Keter, that's the first light that comes in because it's Or Keter. First light that comes to you is Or Keter. And Or Keter comes all the way to your Peh, Bichna Dalet. And Bichna Dalet does a Tzimtzum Aleph and sends the Or Chozer all the way till Keter. So what did the first Or Chozer captured? Or? What Or?
Keter.
Or Keter. Remember that. So the first time that the idea, the thought came to my head, that's Or Yashar, but when it reached to my mouth to say it, I refused to say it. I said, wait a minute, I got to think about it. I send it back. What did I capture? Or Keter. Now, did I capture all the lights that coming to me? I just captured one idea,
yeah.
Not all the ideas. Now, all the ideas that they are lying to come to my head, what those ideas are called? Those are Or Makif. Those we studied already. This is Or Makif, because all of them didn't come in. I only took one and I said, wait a minute. So the rest are aligned to come in. What they are going to do? They're going to keep on pushing in that, okay, it's my turn. Now I want to come in. So Or Makif always pushes to come in to get revealed. That is the characteristic of the Or. That means the Or that did not came into the vessel is pushing to come to the vessel. That's the push. That's the push that you have. That pushes you to get up in the morning, to make a move. So is that Or Makif. Now, Or Makif comes, the first one is Or Keter. The first one that came goes back, captures Keter. Now, Or Makif pushes. Do I have now the Aviyut of Bichna Dalet? When I reached Dalet, what is the Or Chozer? Dalet. Now, if more Or wants to come in, do I have a strength of Bichna Dalet?
No.
No. What is remain now?
Gimel.
Gimel of Dalet. Mm-hmm. Not Dalet of Dalet. Gimel of Dalet. Mm-hmm. Now, if there is a aviyut of Gimel of Dalet, what kind of a light am I going to pull?
Chochmah.
Or Chochmah. No more Or Keter comes in. Why there is no Or Keter comes in? It was already captured by Bichinat Dalet. Now, we studied that there is no En Adar Beruchaniut. Now, what is En Adar Beruchaniut? That means the Koma of Kodemet. That means what previously you have been able to receive through the Or Chozer that you made. That you will not ever lose. It is there, but since the Aviyut of Bichna Dalet is not anymore active, only Bichna Gimel is active, Gimel sends to Chochmah, ask for Or Chochmah, so the prevailing light at this moment is Or Chochmah. The Aviyut is still Gimel of Dalet. But the Or Keter is not available. It is not gone anywhere, but is dormated, is not revealed. Now, because the Bichinat Gimel is active, so therefore, only the Chochmah is active. Now, all are Bichna Dalet. But the Dalet is there, the Keter is there, but the light that comes active within it right now is Chochmah. It is a Tosefed layer. The first layer is Keter. Shoshana, may I ask you pick up your feet and don't drag your feet to make so much noise, please?
I'm very, very sorry. Excuse me. Do you have milk here?
No, upstairs, if there is any.
Okay.
Now, it is of utmost importance for us. That's why we came to understanding why Yosef was reached a state. And I have to give you these pointers because this is the most important part of the whole Kabbalah. To understand the Aviyut, understanding how his Dachechut of Masach happens and what is the characteristic of this Masach. For that you need the Torah to remember. Otherwise, it's impossible to keep this information without connecting it to the Torah. One of the dreams, again remember, dream is in your head, Keter. That means no Aviyut, you are sleeping. It's no Aviyut, it's not you. It comes from above. That's why it says he dreamed. Now that light came to whom? To Yosef, and told him that he's going to be the king, and including his father, Yaakov, which is his father, is going to bow to him. That means he is in the level of Ruchaniyut, going one level higher than his own father. And this happened in Egypt. Yaakov went to Yerida, went all the way down, in order to bow to whom? To Yosef.
Right.
Now, what this means? Yosef, which is the Yesod, Yaakov is Tiferet. So whose Or Chozer is higher? Yaakov, or Yosef?
Yosef.
And that's why Yaakov bows down. So you see what the Aviyut in Ruchaniyut means. It is the Aviyut that puts you up. And if there is no Brit, is not from the Ekev, is not from the bottom of the body, starts, anything you build on that Yesod, that's what Yesod. That's why Brit of Yesod is so important. That's why Shimush is so important. That's why sex is so important. That's the lowest that includes all the others. It literally includes all the other senses. Okay? Now, Aviyut changes. To complete a vessel, it has to go through four levels of it in order to the Or Chozer to complete. Now, if Bichna Dalet, the first one you get the Keter, you create the vessel for the Keter. And then you do your Bichna Gimel of Dalet. You do the Gimel of the Dalet. Then you do the Bet of the Dalet. Then you have to do Aleph of the Dalet. And then you have to do the Shoresh of the Dalet. And now, really, Dalet is complete. You follow what I want to say? If you eat, you say the bracha, you digest. At the end, to close it, do you eat anything? When you're doing the brachat mazon, do you eat anything?
No.
You finished eating. So what are you doing? Why are you reading?
Yeah.
Why are you reading something? Is that anything concerned to eating? What's the aviyut of Aviyut of your desire to eat while you are reading the Brachat Mazon?
Aleph.
Shoresh. Nothing. You are not taking anything. It's not desire to receive. It's totally now desire to give. You follow what?
Yeah,
you follow the analogy here, how this happens for you to remember.
Yeah.
But the first bite that you had, how hungry you were, what was your Aviyut? Highest level. The last bite, it was more or less practically not much of you. When I say not much of you, that means Bichnad what? Bichnad Aleph.
It depends.
Bichnad Aleph, no Aviyut. Look at the Aviyut. Now, this is going to game and fluctuate, and you got to really think about this till you really are able to put this together. To see it coming up, there is an Or Yashar. When Or Yashar, first light that comes is Keter. Why? Because there is an Aviyut of Bichna Dalet, Koach of Hamshacha. So we see that the Masach, which is on Malchut, Matzach, which is on Malchut, has the koach of Hamshacha and the koach of Orchozer. If I have the koach of Dalet, I have the highest level of pool and highest level of Ikuv, return. If I have Gimel, I have the second highest pool, the highest level of Or Chochmah. Until the last Or that I revealed is what? If the first light that comes in is what light? Okay. Now, this is a curved question. It's a curved question. First light comes in, what light comes in?
Or nefesh is the first light that comes into the vessel. It depends where you're looking at.
Bravo. Why the yechida or chaya doesn't come first?
Yeah. Because the zachest vessel receives the highest level of
the avest
light comes.
Aviut of masach pulls the avest light, and the avest light is nefesh. That is true that the first kli you make is a kli of Bichna Dalet, which is Keter or Chozer of Keter. But the light that comes to that Keter is not Yechida, because if Yechida comes, it's done. The highest vessel first is made, and the lowest light first it comes. After you were able to take the avest light into not the kli of Keter, but the kli of Malchut, now you have completed the 10 seconds. Now let's try one more time. This is extremely important.
That's because the pure light cannot sit an incomplete lower light.
Bravo. That's another way of looking. Bravo. Yes. Yes, it is of extreme importance to see how, why we are moving, why we are having so much desire, why we don't have really absolute balance in our life. Because the compatibility of the vessel and the light is not correct. A wrong light is in the wrong vessel. I have a Keter, I have Moach. I have the, so to speak, the vessel. But why I use only 4% of it, 5% of it? Why I am not able to use 100% of it?
But I need that. It's necessary for me to have that.
Because I haven't matured the vessel yet to reveal it. It's the wrong light in it. When I play, right now, with what light do I play in my life? If I am very smart, nefesh ruach. A tzaddik runs his life with the light of neshama. A tzaddik, a true tzaddik, the light that it receives and runs his vessel is a light, is like you have three levels of gasoline. You have octane of 92, octane 86, and the other one 78. There you have three for gas for your car. 78 is the nefesh level. It's av, it's not as pure as a high performance. And then the second level is 87. You come better octane, higher octane, higher capability, better light, called ruach. More spiritual. Then you come one other level, the highest level is for you, is as far as you is concerned, neshama. Which means what, neshama? The aviut is still got to be, the tzimtzum is dalet. Always there got to be a dalet. That's why there is a ma'aseh of Bereshit always from the beginning. That means you work today with what, masach? Dalet. But when you go through the day and you mizdachech, until what? Till you get to shoresh. What is your shoresh? You go sleeping because you don't have no more desire. You're done with your Bichna Dalet. So next day, God gives you again another Bichna Dalet to work with. It is always the Bechina Dalet that has a koach of Hamshacha. If there is no Bechina Dalet, there is no Hamshacha. That means if 2 days, 3 days you don't sleep, you are totally crazy. You don't know how to pull. You don't know nothing. You don't have any Bechina Dalet because you didn't rejuvenate. You didn't return. At night, you got to sleep. What happens? Your neshama leaves you. What is leaves you? That's where you making the Or Chozer for that day. Are we together? It is so important. That's how you realize why you blink, why you have masach in your ears, why you have masach in your nose, in your mouth, you have masachim in your body, you have masachim, because every item in your body has a malchut, has a bichna dalet. So therefore has a masach. Aharon and Moshe, they are the same level. They are one. We're going to study. But now that you brought me here, I'm going to throw you another curved question. What's the Or Chozer of Abraham? We understood what's Or Chozer of Yosef. What is Or Chozer of Abraham? What is Or Chozer of Yitzchak? What is Or Chozer of Yaakov? How about Moshe? How far did it go? With what you follow? Each person reached a standard.
So that's why.
And this is why we have to understand very well, because if I don't understand in what level Abraham worked, then somebody comes and says, you know what? Abraham did the tikkun of nefesh shel Adam. Now if I say nefesh shel Adam, that means in what of you did he start with? Right. What did he create? If I say Nefesh of Adam, because we know that Abraham tiken the Nefesh shel Adam, Yitzchak tiken Ruach shel Adam, Yaakov tiken Neshama. But this Neshama is not only one part, Yaakov. Yaakov has a couple of parts. There is a Yaakov with the Vav, without the Vav. And Israel, that's three names. And Yesharon. Now, what's Yesharon? Is then Yaakov, Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. Yaakov has a beginning and has an end. The body has a beginning and has an end. Ele toldot Yaakov Yosef. That means the body starts from Yaakov, finishes with Yosef. This we discussed on Tuesday. But let's not go back to it. Let's go back to what's the Or Chozer of Yaakov? We say Neshama. So if I say Neshama, it's Aviyut of Yaakov is what?
Bina.
Which is?
Bet.
Bet. Of what? Of Dalet. And what about Abraham? Which is? I want you to think, this is, you have to, then you won't lose it. We said, Abraham is level of Nefesh. So what vessel he completed? Keter. Keter is a Nefesh, Malchut, Keter. Okay? Now, Yitzchak is Chochmah, is Gimel. Yaakov, we said, is Bet. Okay? Now, this Bet, we will very learn, it's more important than Aleph Keter, which is Shoresh and Gimel. He puts these two together. That's why we learn the Zerampin, the body is different than the head. The structure of the body is totally different than the head. Mm-hmm. When we say the Bina of the head is different than the Bina of
body.
The body. Your body understands differently than your brain understands. Your brain understands through instrument of logic. Your body understands through instrument of feeling, two opposites. And that's why we have to study this psyche. Again, one more thing, remember, that's going to help us to remember this process of four phases. We said our life is four phases as well. The process of learning in our life is as well four phases. Yaakov reached a standard called laws. Yaakov reached a standard that God, Nir'ali, El Shaddai, Nir'ali, Balos. So that means there where it was revealed to him, the level of laws. That's Yaakov. That's to start with. Yaakov, Yerida leMitzrayim. That's why we do every year Yerida leMitzrayim, because our work is parallel to Yaakov. Okay. That's why we work on the level of Neshama. Yerida leMitzrayim. 210 years, that's 10 times Aleph Kei Yud Kei, Mitzrayim, Avodat Shel Mitzrayim. After that, Yetziat Mitzrayim, that's phase 3. After Yetziat Mitzrayim, La Torah. That's the totality work of Israel, four levels.
What was the first one?
Yerida. After Yerida, why there was a Yerida? Because it was Ra'ev.
No, when this Yerida takes place, when you say Yerida?
Now, every time you go to Katnut, that means every time you start the beginning, it's a Yerida. You get up, it's a Yerida. You brought something down, that's a Yerida. Now, then you go through Mitzrayim, you go through Avodah. Okay. Then Yetziat Mitzrayim, and then Kabbalah Torah. That's the whole life. That's the four phases of ourselves, to cleanse ourselves. That's the four periods of our life. That's going into a system. That's going into taking cleansing and cleansing and cleansing. Every day you start with Bichna Dalet. But then you build that Bichna Dalet. That's how many Dalets? As many it's as it requires, alafim, until you complete that vessel that you have, you are supposed to complete. That means you bring all the proper vessels and you bring the proper light into it. Any questions? You get used to it.
About is considered to be an
Igul. Where? Even it is, first of all, that's why we don't have vessels for it, complete vessels. Igulim are not our vessels. Our vessels are Kav. That's the problem that I have with the eye. The Torah tells me, Lo taturu acharei levavchem o'einechem, because you don't have a vessel for your eyes. You don't see the truth. What do you see? The superficial. You don't see the truth. Why? Because you don't have the vessel. I should really have an X-ray, a spiritual X-ray eyes, like Ariya Kadosh, who would look at the guy, look at his matzach, look at his eyes, he says, you know what? This is your tikkun.
Oh, God.
He had the eye. He had the insight. He had that knowledge of being able to see. I don't have the vessel. Right, so I have to use these two gashmiut, which is the aspect of sex, aspect of eating. That's why it is so important to say the brachot. It's the aspect of eating and aspect of sex is there is a vessel for it. God gave you vessel for it. Now, you got to use this vessel for what purpose? To get the other three, build a vessel for the other three. That there is no vessel, no complete vessel. You got to use this is the highest level. Sex is included, your eyes and your hearing and your breathing and your taste.
That's why it's such a level of enjoyment, because you feel all these things.
Because there is a vessel. Now, if there is a vessel, what am I revealing? If there is a vessel, igulim. That's the pleasure. But the head doesn't have, yes, when I understand, I enjoy, but because I created the vessel.
That's the vessel
is Or Chozer. There is no other way. That's why what you see and what you hear and what you smell and all this, they are spiritual. Extremely spiritual till you get to know how to really complete the vessel and utilize it. That's why when we Bahalot Chayet Nerot, we study that there are seven holes in our head.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to give aliyah to those seven holes. That means give aliyah to my eyes and ears and what I smell and what I say.
Question.
Yes.
When a level becomes a mizdacher, what happened to that level you said? Can you say that again?
No. That means it doesn't have any more possibility of pulling that level of light.
No, I understand that, but you said there is...
So that means as soon as I refurbish the masach to that level, I can utilize that level again. And until I don't refurbish that vessel to that masach to that aviut, I cannot utilize that what I had. Now, example, you study something, you forget. Did you really forget? But right now you cannot remember what that means.
Would that stay in your or makiv?
No, it's within you, it's in your mind.
In your mind. So
oh yeah, it's part of your DNA. It's already registered in your laws. It's already registered. It's your hard disk.
So how is
it? It is in the hard disk.
I can tap into it and sometimes I can't.
That's right. If you have the vessel of the same quality of a view that made it. If you create it again, then you remember, then you can utilize it.
So I can go back to it with the sufficient aviut.
Exactly. That's it. That's it.
That's what I'm lacking.
That to build and refurbish the masach. Masach. The masach is what it pulls and what has the koach of la'akev to create the Or Chozer. You have to build it. Now you are going to ask me, how am I going to really increase my view?
Yeah.
Study Torah.
Yeah, I know.
That is what it builds your masach, is the Torah. All the mitzvot, all the things that you have in the Torah has only one purpose, is to allow you to create that masach necessary.
Okay, so that level is in your community and not in your... It stays with you.
Oh, it is part of you, but you lose the access to it. You forget the code number. Come on. They say that a woman sees a baby, goes under the car, she finally finds, she has suddenly in a second gets the energy to pick up the car. But in a normal situation, can she pick up a car? She can. That's what it is. It says there is a moment that you tap into a certain koach of you that gives you that possibility to do what is not possible in a normal way. Now let's read a little bit here. Let's go to page Ein One. It's we practice Ein Aleph. We practically went through it. Ein Wav. Bichina Dalet Eina Nederet. The fourth level, called Bichina Dalet, doesn't get nullified or vanishes. Afal Pishen Nizdachecha LeBichinat Gimel. Even though the Aviyut, the Masach, becomes Zach.
I'm sorry, where are you reading?
Hamitave Beruchani Ein Hatzura Akodemet Nederet Mishum Zeki Ein אדר כלל ברוחני, אלא שיש כאן תוספת צורה. It says that there is a תוספת. תוספת, that means additional tzura, form.
And what is the additional form?
It's one was bichinat dalet. Now it's going to be bichinat gimel. It's tosefet. It's not the same, but it's added to it. It's a layer. It's another layer.
But we're actually adding.
Yeah, it's a layer. It's a layer. You have to go through layers within yourself to see yourself. It's a layer and layer.
Skin to get to the fruit.
That's right. You gotta. Why? The layers are those avyuts that they created. Now, what do we do with these layers? Let's say every time we do a scene, instead of making a kli of kedusha, we're creating a kli of klipa. And that klipa does not allow me to have access to what I have already achieved and acquired. Because there is a dam. Now look at your head. Because Mitzrayim is your garon, whatever you cook in your head and you want to transfer to your heart, this guy interfere with it. No matter what you do. No matter what you do. The system is that this guy to put his 2 cents into it. And when it gets to your heart, there is a conflict of interest already. There is no organization. There is a chaos. There is a between. That's why there is a chaos.
And there is no
separate
in your
garon. That's right. Now, הרי היא נבחנת שיצא מהנעצל הזה לבחינת נעצל חדש. This is something new. שנתוסף. That it was added to the first vessel, the first creati. Asher ha-bichinat dalet shebo, that aspect of bichinat dalet, eina bichinat dalet shebedalet. We said, when we talk about bichinat dalet has 4 levels of its own. Bichinat dalet of dalet, gimel of the dalet, bet of dalet, alef dalet, at shoresh. אלא בחינת גימל שבבחינת דלת. אמנם בנעצל הראשון לא נתהווה משום ההזדחכות הזו. שום שינוי כלשהו. Because it went through the process of הזדחכות of מסך, there is no שינוי really, there is no change really. What there is addition. There is a difference between changing and adding to yourself. I can be Yosef Melamed 185 pounds. I can be Yosef Melamed 250 pounds. Just added to myself weight. It's the same thing. Now, תקף שנזדחך לבחינת דלת, נזדבק עם האור העליון כי היא אינה פוסקת מלהעיר. Now, if you go and you don't have any more avyut of בחינת דלת of the דלת, but you have the gimel of the dalet. The light doesn't stop to illuminate. The light character is continuously to illuminate. It is as soon as there is a vessel, no matter how much avyud you have, no matter whatever avyud you have, the characteristic of light is to satiate that kind of a light. That was from the beginning. אוקיי, ונתבעה לעד שהאור העליון אינה פוסק מלהעיר אל התחתונים אפילו לרגע. והעניין ההתפשטות לנצל תלוי רק בהכנה הכלי שלו. Now, remember that הכנה של הכלי. When your כלי, and what is the כלי? Is the amount of light you can pull and the amount of light that you create or חוזר. And each of those, דהיינו על פי ערכים של הרצון לקבל שבנעצל. ערכים means set of order, as the order that you set to receive. וכל אימת שהנעצל מתעורר, whenever the נעצל, the creati, there is awakening in it. We discussed on Tuesday again, we said, what was the awakening? He says, Yaakov, וקץ יעקב משנתו. He just jumped out of his sleeping. He says, oh, לא ידעתי, המקום הזה, יש אלוקים בעל מקום הזה, לא ידעתי. That means he was up till now sleeping. And suddenly he said, oh, I got it. Yeah, this is, he says, this is awakening. This is awakening. When you recognize and you realize that in God at where you are. Whenever you suddenly wake up and you realize God at that moment, that's awakening. Not every morning we get up, it's awakening. That's a physical awakening. But the spiritual awakening, when you recognize the emet in a point of your life, that is awakening.
John?
I have, it's okay. Tada. Mitorer u'mishtokek acharei ha'or ha'elyon. The whole aspect is hishtokekut. That means to have a desire for or elyon, for a higher level of purity. Harei hu masik oto tekef b'midat ratzono. Whatever ratzon you have, that's what you receive, and that's what the light gives you. Kamo shekatuv la'ail, etc. ולפיכך, אחרי שנזדחכה בחינה ד', after that we went through הזדחכות of בחינה ד' לבחינת ג' שלה, to come to that level of ג', ויצא בבחינת נעצל חדש. Now ג' is something totally new, בפני עצמה. והמשיכה עליה את האור העליון, אז יצאו בה 10 ספירות חדשות של האור העליון ממעלה למטה. Like every day. Every day you have Maaseh Bereshit, Miatchala, that's it. What is Maaseh Bereshit? You're going to get Dalet to set up a new Eser Sefirot, new Eser Sefirot. It's a, what is this Eser Sefirot? How this Eser Sefirot to make a Partsuf Shalem? That means Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh, Eser Sefirot Shel Toch, Eser Sefirot Shel Sof. That means whatever you think, whatever you do, and wherever you go. Then you completed the day. And you go one. That's the phases. That's why we have 24 hours. Six Vav, six times four. Yud K Vav K times six times, which is the Vav, every 6 hours. This is the Vav to complete this Vav. We said the Kav is Vav. And has to go through four phases. ממעלה למטה וגם 10 ספירות חדשות של האור חוזר ממטה למעלה ממש על דרך התפשטות של הנעצל הראשון אמנם יש הבחן גדול ביניהן בשיעור קומה כי הנעצל החדש חזר קומה כתר ואין בו אלא קומת חוכמה You cannot tell me that in the morning what you feel and what you receive is the same as you are receiving it in the afternoon It's different. You are at a different stage of the day. You have different feelings. You have different aviyut. You have different machshavot. You have everything is changes. And these changes do you what? Through the going through this process of izdachut of masach. Pulling different light. The light that you pull in the after 12 is different than the light that you pull at 6 o'clock in the morning. What the change, how? The light doesn't change. No, you're right. The light doesn't change. You change. What in you changes? The masach. Are you in control of it? You tell me.
That's assuming that you change. I mean, if you decide not to change, you're at the same level regardless.
Oh, it's going to automatically change. This system is whether you like it or not, the system is going to change. It's all if you change with it appropriately. The change is going through. That I said the light that is available, the sun that is in there at 6 o'clock is the same as sun 12 o'clock. No, there is a change. The nature of the things within and without you changes. It's you how to really use those changes accordingly. You age whether you like it or not. This is part of it. But the point is whether you adjust yourself that, okay, now I am dealing with the Or Chuzer of level of Chesed. Now Or Chuzer of Din. Now Or Chuzer of Rachamim. Now Or Chuzer of Mitah, Bu. Because that is the what available for me to work with. Okay? Now, Tam Lama Bechinat Gimel Chaser Miketer. He says, why Bechinat Gimel is really there is Chaser? Why do you feel that there is something missing? You said, Ena Dar Beruchaniyot, then how come I am missing it? He says the following, Vetam HaChisaron Kuma Keter Ben Na'atzel HaSheni Hazeh Hu Mipnei She'en. What is Na'atzel HaSheni? That's because of Yud Gimel. Hu Mipnei She'en Bo'o Av Yud Bechina Dalet Shebe Bechina Dalet Sha'avchen Ha'or Chuzer Hu Keter Shebe Bechina Dalet Ve'al Ken Lo Hishiv HaMasach Et Ha'or HaElyon Rak Bechinat Chochma VeLemata. We discussed already. It's because he pulled the light Chochma. So if he pulled the light Chochma, you see Chochma, you don't see Keter. Dahayno or Hashiur, Shahaya Raui Lavol Bechinat Gimel Shebe Bechinat Dalet. Mashal Ken Katu Bechinat Keter de Bechinat Dalet, Shelo Aita Bait Pashtut Afilu Ima Masach Lo Aya Ma'akev Beyadea. Shahare Akili Sheimshich Et Aor Elyon, Hine Tekev מתחילתו, לא המשיך יותר מחוכמה ולמטה, ולפי כך לא החזיר המסך לאחוריו את האור הכתר, אלא רק מאור החוכמה ולמטה, ועל כן חסר אור כתר מהאור חוזר זה, ולפי שאין שם אור הכתר מאור חוזר, אין שם גם אור הכתר של האור העליון. It's very simple, because there is no אור חוזר, of Keter, so therefore there is no revelation of Keter. There is now Yud Gimel, it goes Or Chozer of Gimel, so therefore there is Or Chochma available. What happened to Keter? The Keter is there, but the light of Chochma is in it. This is the same cup, it is the same cup, but there is not any more water in it, it's coffee. Different light.
So this is where
the
state is called double concealment?
It's keep on concealing. Come on, how easy is for you to go to your back last life? It's how easy for you to go back, tell me 2 weeks ago, what did you have breakfast? Didn't you have the breakfast? Wasn't your mind was there? Wasn't your eyes and ears and your body and stomach and everything wasn't there? It was there. But now tell me, what did you have? In reality, you know what you have. But it's out of your reach. Is it possible to remember?
Yeah.
Of course.
You need the proper views? Sufficient?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you make your business to remember every day what you have, I promise you, if I ask you 2 weeks ago what you had, you say, here, as per my plan, 2 weeks ago was a Friday in the morning, this is what I had. Which is double sword. This forgetfulness is a double sword. It's a klipa.
But the system gives you also the ability to remember.
Amen.
You can get into a room, like with a blink of an eye, you can remember everything, you know everything. It's how you practice your mind. You have the ability to forget.
What did you say right now? How you practice your mind. What is practice your mind? Furbishing Masach. Bravo. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Teaching yourself. That's the key. I'm Baruch Hashem. I think that we a little bit have this together. Of course, but it's the, remember this. That's again, I want to say the lesson of Tuesday. We eat from Etz Hadaat Tovara. Everything in our life, because we eat from Etz Hadaat Tovara, is good and bad. Everything in this world is good and bad. The only thing that doesn't eat from the etzedad in our body is the laws, is the bone. Now, because it doesn't eat from the etzedad, it will never die. You cannot get destroyed. And that's why the Torah teaches you that it's not necessary for you to go always through Mitzrayim and have pleasure and receive the Torah. It's not necessary. There is an avodah that you can do, b'li Mitzrayim. There is a way to receive Mitzrayim. It's a choice. It's this choice after Israel received the Torah and they made and they said, Naseh v'nishma, and they went Egel HaZahav, then it became a choice. Then it became through receiving the B'li Mitzrayim, through Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. If you can tap into Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, and what is Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim? That means you become Adam that has this Yud Gimel Midot within him established. Then you are a tzaddik. Then you are just. Then you are righteous. Then your Or Chozer goes till Matzach. Then you are privied into the light of the Keter. And that doesn't have no Mitzrayim. That's why he says, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chaya Echad Chaya. That's Chokhma. Echad Omedet Be'em Tzarakiya V'Shema Yisrael V'Chakuk Al Matzecha Israel. Israel is supposed to go above the eye. Above the eye. And what is above the eye? It's Matzach. That's where you can reach Israel that doesn't have Mitzrayim. If you receive from Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, there is no Mitzrayim. But if you do not receive through Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim and you eat from the Etzeda'a Tov Vera, that requires a process of Mitzrayim. This is, by the way, is from the first, latest book of Harav Armoni on Shemot. It's unbelievable to explain how human body is made to go through all this correction and all this prep work to make the final vessel.
Prietz?
It's a Prietz of Shemot. What you have is a Bereshit. The first book that he got, he sent it to me, he says, you have to start it. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it captured me unbelievably, the way the whole this lesson of understanding what is the Avodat Yaakov and Yosef. What is the beginning, what's the end? The beginning is Yaakov went into Mitzrayim. Now, Yaakov went as an individual. What came out of Mitzrayim? A nation. Every time we go to Mitzrayim, we can come out as an Am Atzum. Am. It sounds Mitzrayim, it's difficult. Yes, but there is a possibility to do tremendous. Either way. But you cannot really learn immediately and put Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim. By the way, another lesson in this was that why we are only say Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim when there is a minyan of Eser. That's very important. You are not supposed to say it when you are alone. You're supposed to say it in a minyan of Eser. Why? Because each Jew has one of those midot. One is Rachum, one is Chanun, one is Erech Apayim. When they get 10 of them together, the majority, the minyan is complete, then you can say the midot. Now, imagine if one person can put all the Shalosh Esrei midot within itself.
Imagine one person does what?
That put the Yud Gimel midot,
right.
That means Yud Gimel character,
right.
Established within himself. It takes many times to go to Egypt to learn. It takes Shalosha or Arba. That means at least to Gilgul Neshamot 4 times. Minimum. That's when you start as Yaakov.
That's
Don't forget the four phases is Yaakov, Yaakov with Vav, Israel, and then Yeshurun. It's a four phases to us to come.
Yeshurun
is the final job. When the vessel is totally done, is the Knesset Israel done, everybody is Yashar and everybody is correct. Now imagine that every person in the Jewish nation is just. A just, by the way, simple word, tzaddik. Just imagine everybody to be tzaddik, just. Imagine what can happen.
Well, we're going to have that.
Well, we don't have a choice in that one. We're going to have it for sure. So he says, what is just? We said the final aviyut that we have to fix is neshama, bet, right? Chaya yechida, God will do it for us. So the first three is ours to do. Now, the neshama is a viewed bet. It's to bring the totality of neshama into your mind. That means complete your mind. That means you are in control of your thoughts. And that's only Torah can do it. There's no other philosophy, no other work in the world that can give you that capability. Only study of the Torah and implementing the Torah in the life. Again, I was proud of and beautiful questions on Tuesday. It was I was really enjoyed it. Now let's go and finish this one. Let's go to Pe. Le'inyan hamshacha or habichinat dalet v'hamasach hem kemo echad. To pulling the light and the masach are the same. Ba'ofen shehabichinat dalet v'hamasach she'aleya. Hema davar echad. Bechina dalet and masach, they are the same thing. What is the problem here? I have to pull, but I have to have energy of ikuv, refuse. That's a paradox. That's very difficult. How can you keep on pulling and keep on rejecting? It's in reality. I have to be always in aware that not to get it into Bechina Dalet. So le'inyan ha'amshachat or mi'ayin sof baruch hu, ki ha'kashiyut shel ha'masach shore al ha'aviyut shebe Bechina Dalet. Ha'kashiyut. What is the kashiyut? The hardness, the capability, the amount of koach of ikuv. ולפיכך אין אנו מזכירים על פי רוב רק את המסך בלבד בדיבור המשכת האור. It's all שושנה. This, the whole thing is this מסך. We are not talking about anymore Bechinat Dalet. This is what stage is your masach? Bechinat Gimel, Bet, Aleph, or Shoresh? When I say, "Would you like a coffee?" Say, "No, not really." You don't have a aviyut for it. You don't have pull for it. There is no masach. So he says, pulling the light. And the koach of ikuv, the desire to receive it. And desire, we said that desire to receive has to be converted to desire to push back. It's not there. ולפיכך אין אנו מזכירים על פי רוב רק את המסך בלבד בדיבור המשכת האור, אמנם הכוונה בהכרח על שניהם, כמבואר. וגם אנו, כדי לקצר הלשון, נכנע המשכת האור מאין סוף, על שם המסך בלבד, וכאן דבר יציאת המדרגות זו מזו. נכונה גם כן בשם הזדחכות האביות. He says all this is correct by calling it הזדחכות האביות. That means to make the אביות יותר זך. That means that density of pulling to be reduced. When we go through life, what happens? The guy who is 90 years old, 120 years old, does he have a really desire to continue to live? After 120 years? Maybe. Just for kick of it. But he doesn't have the desire of continuity of a 20 years old.
You know what you're blessing someone that is 120 years old and his birthday?
Huh.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Amen. That was nice. Now, אמנם הכוונה בהכרח על שניהם כמבואר, וגם אנו כדי לקצר הלשון נכנע ממשכת אור מאינסוף על שם המסך בלבד, וכאן דבר יציאת המדרגות זו מזו, נכונה גם כן בשם הזדחות האביות, אף על פי שהכוונה היא על הקשיות שבמסך. ותזכור שהכוונה היא על שיעור האביות שבבחינה ד' העושים דלת בחינות קשיות במסך. Now, really all the way to the end, which is at the end, the next step is יציאת מדרגה חוכמה of בחינת ג' and then יציאת בחינת ב' and then יציאת בחינת חיסרון חוכמה במסך. It's all the same. יציאת מדרגת זרם פין ממסכת בחינת א', יציאת מדרגות המלכות, all this is the same procedure. I like to ask you to complete the page Ayin Bet, and בעזרת השם, בלי נדר, next week we'll go to פרק חדש, פרק ה', which is more, again, one more time to go through this four phases of masachim to understand more and more. Shiyeh lachem Shabbat Shalom ve kol tov.